The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
Something unusual will happen on Thursday evening this week. All the public television stations in California, save one, will show a special program, one that deals with an important issue around mental health. It's called A New State of Mind, Ending the Stigma of Mental Illness. Stephanie Locher was the program's producer.
It's people talking about how mental illness affects their lives and how stigma has affected them and stopped them from getting help. Now all of the people that we've interviewed are indeed getting help, but it was the process of getting there, people not reaching out because of the stigma associated with mental illness.
Yet mental illnesses are increasingly common. It is now reported that one out of every four Americans will experience some sort of diagnosable mental illness at some point in their lives. Locher suspects the reality is even higher, and not just because of increased diagnoses.
Because post-traumatic stress would fall into the umbrella of mental illness, but then you have people with bipolar, schizophrenia, all of these other things, so I would say one in four is probably a conservative number.
Stories to illustrate this were easy to find. Mike Sanford is vice president of content creation for Sacramento public TV station KVIE, which is presenting the new documentary. He says they found compelling material just about anywhere they looked.
We went to at least 10, 15 counties around the state, from San Bernardino, Riverside, Los Angeles, all the way up into Shasta County. We got about 16 stories, primarily of individuals from all walks of life. They've either experienced stigma or had practiced stigma. And we're talking sometimes landlords, employers, high-ranking military officials. So it gave us a lot to work with, and by shooting all over the state, I think we got a pretty good cross-sampling of different communities.
Mental health professionals have long recognized stigmatization as one of the most difficult barriers to delivering their services. That's why groups such as the Sonoma County chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness have been pushing an educational program in local schools. Rosemary Milbrath is the executive director.
Right now we're working in high schools, but we plan to move down to middle schools and elementary schools so that mental health education is delivered right with health education in the schools. Last year we reached 1,500 students in Sonoma County high schools. The younger that people are when they learn about this, the more normal it seems.
That's part of the reason Milbrath believes the overall climate for seeking counseling or treatment is improving.
It's my feeling that in this county, especially with the work that's going on in the schools, that people are becoming more comfortable with it. But I don't have the hard data to prove that.
It is the hope and intent of producer Stephanie Locher to accelerate that process through her documentary.
Mental health challenges can happen to anybody. They can happen to your neighbor. They can happen to your aunt. They can happen to your coworker. By telling those stories and seeing people who are just like you and I, this is the way to begin to make it a little more okay for people and to say reaching out for help may not be such a bad thing, because truly there is help out there.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections report, making the connections for healthy communities.